Greetings. This series of recordings is intended to help wake you up to your unlimited ability to align the world with whatever you desire. The fulfilling of your desires for the life you want to live is very important to the positive evolution of life on this planet. You must not get sucked into accepting things as they appear. It is up to you to dream and believe the new world into being. All things start first as an idea. Start this second installment of Reality Jab with a central truth. Appreciation is the key to creating whatever you want. If you've been living a life simply observing what appears to be going on around you, then it may be very difficult to feel very appreciative. There's no question that in every moment you can usually find plenty that you're not pleased about. It is important that you understand how this came to be. What you see and experience in your now is the product of what you have focused your attention on in the past. As you come to accept that you are a creator of reality, you will begin to appreciate how what you think about and pay attention to in this now moment is what is replicating as reality in your future moments. Since most people do not really think they have much control over the reality they experience, the best course of action would seem to be just to try to make the best of it. However, you actually are completely responsible for how and what you experience in the world. You live in a universe of unlimited possibility. What we want you to realize is that every one of us has created a unique reality that we are experiencing. Yes, there are a great many similarities between your reality and mine if we come from similar upbringings and cultural backgrounds. What you believe and what I believe have an influence on each other because we're connected parts of a much greater whole. That said, no one else can exert any control over you that you do not allow. You do not need to and should not accept any idea or situation that is not satisfying and pleasing to you. You have an EGS, what we'll call an emotional guidance system, that will always keep you right on track to your highest aspirations and personal satisfaction with the adventure you are living, if you pay attention to it. It's very obvious, but can be challenging to control. If you're not feeling happy and good, your thought energy is focused in a non-productive way. As we have said, when simply observing the world, there will always be plenty to make you discouraged and not feeling good. The problem with simply responding to appearances is that you are just going to replicate more of the same, since you will always energize the reality that you focus your attention on. Therefore, the key is to always direct your attention to solutions to the problem staring you in the face. You need to start telling yourself a new story. You need to imagine the world of the solution. This is the hard part. You need to redirect your attention from the all too visible problem to the best solution you can imagine. We know that as a highly skilled observer, you have probably trained yourself to be very aware of a great deal of what goes on in your world. You probably have even focused greater attention on those things that you perceive to be a threat to your safety. If you believe the reality happens to you rather than you being in control of it, looking out for danger is a very rational approach. However, none of the dangers or unhappiness of the current moment need be part of upcoming moments if you stop paying attention to them. They'll still be there for others, but they will have less and less power to impact on your experience of reality. While it would be great if we could just get you to accept that your life is entirely under your control, that you are writing and directing everything that happens, it will be much more effective if you demonstrate this fact for yourself. First, a reminder that your reality is unique to you. As we've already stated, it is very likely quite similar to the reality experienced by others you associate with because you have shared beliefs. However, you are unique and came with your own agenda of what you wanted to get out of the game you find yourself a part of. You've dreamed it into being after absorbing and sifting through an enormous amount of data you've accumulated about the environment you find yourself in. Based on all this information, whatever you decide to accept as real is showing up in your adventure world. There's no right or wrong about any of it, even when your ideas are completely different than someone else's. Right and wrong do not exist because everyone has total freedom and will to create their own world based on two factors. First is experiential. how you have interpreted the data that has been absorbed by your biocomputer brain. The second and more important factor is the degree to which you are willing to accept that your consciousness and the beliefs you hold are in control of the reality you experience. The good news is that demonstrating this to you is not difficult. Like any other skill, it is a learned skill. It will take some practice and persistence to begin delivering clear and consistent results, though. Everyone has their own story. And while some stories are more fun and satisfying than others, no one's storyline is more correct or right than anyone else's. Everyone lives in their own world, and their choices are no business of yours. Everyone has their own story. And while some stories are more fun and satisfying than others, no one's storyline is more correct or right than anyone else's. Everyone lives in their own world, and their choices are no business of yours. You are here to create a happy, fun, and satisfying life for you, no one else. Well, that may sound selfish, which has a bad connotation for those who think someone else should be responsible for looking after them. It is the only way you will be able to make your best contribution to the world. When you are solely focused on energizing those things that make you feel good, you will be contributing to the well-being of the whole, even when most others have not realized they have power to do whatever they desire. So, what's the magic formula? It is part of all cultures. Often, it is put in a religious framework. It's thanks and appreciation. I know it may sound very simplistic, but it is nonetheless extremely powerful. When you live in a material world, psychic energy is often not paid much attention to, since it cannot be experienced directly by your five material senses. While it has often been stated by religions that you must take a leap of faith, that's not necessary. Consciousness on a universal level is constantly evolving, and we've reached a point as a species where we can demonstrate these things for ourselves. While we may not understand the how of the results we get, we can learn to accept based on personal experience. That is the agenda for the Reality Jab series. We will conduct some experiments together and see what we can learn. The premise of our experience is that anything you praise will be energized. It is key to accept that you can praise something you want before you actually experience it. I'm sure you've done this many times, particularly as a little kid. Can you remember something that you really wanted? Can you remember how you spent your time imagining the fun you were going to have with it? You had already felt and experienced it before it got there. You probably never had any doubt that it was going to show up in your world. Now, sure, it was your parents or some outside circumstances that actually brought it to you. But the secret is that it was your wielding of your creative energy that put all the required forces and actions into motion. Your request and your belief in it required the universe to deliver, coordinating whatever myriad of actions were needed to deliver the result you desired. Again, your challenge is very clear. When you have a health issue, or a not enough money issue, or a relationship issue, it's challenging to ignore appearances and imagine into being a world you want. People will tell you you're living in denial. That's a big one. They want you to face the facts. If the facts don't match what you want, the last thing you want to do is spend any time paying attention to them. That is what our experiment is all about. Can you shift your experience reality by first creating a new and improved story in the mind? Mind you, this is not a new idea. The way we are presenting it may be different, but the concept has been discussed in self-help books and programs from the Bible to a popular film and book a few years ago called The Secret. First published in 1903, James Allen's As a Man Thinketh has never been out of print and continues to find new legions of fans in the digital age. Described by Allen as a book that will help you help yourself. In James Allen's words from As a Man Thinketh, a man is literally what he thinks, his character being the complete sum of all his thoughts. Translated into 15 languages and more than 7 million copies sold, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale is unparalleled in its extraordinary capacity for restoring the faltering faith of millions. This book will show you how you can deal more effectively with tough situations and difficult people and dramatically improve your performance and confidence. You'll learn from this book how to eliminate the most devastating handicap, self-doubt. How to free yourself from worry, stress, and resentment. How to climb above problems, to visualize solutions, and then attain them. One more thanks needs to go out to Napoleon Hill, who brought these same ideas to millions in his book, Think and Grow Rich, based on the author's famed Law of Success. Think and Grow Rich represents the distilled wisdom of distinguished men of great wealth and achievement. One of the highly successful individuals profiled in Hill's books was Andrew Carnegie. Carnegie's magic formula for success was the direct inspiration for this book. Carnegie demonstrated its soundness when his coaching brought fortunes to those young men to whom he had disclosed his secret. The promise of the book is, if you learn and apply the simple basic techniques revealed here, you will have mastered the secret of true and lasting success, and you may have whatever you want in life. What's Carnegie's secret? Positive thinking. It's fair to say that even though you may never have considered these ideas as more than common sense, it does seem obvious that positive thinking is going to likely lead to better results than negative thinking. What is different in the ideas we're presenting here? Not a lot, but we are presenting it a bit more from a scientific perspective rather than a philosophical perspective. In discussing these ideas with Dan Millman, author of The Way of the Peaceful Warrior, which is another book you should add to your reading list, Dan commented, reminding me once again that there is one light but many lamps. Dan offered me a quote from Andre Gide to further elaborate his thought. Everything that needs to be said has already been said, but it needs to be said again because no one was really listening. So it's our hope that these words will make a connection with you, and that they may spark some ideas and seeds of thought in your mind to take you to a new level. While each of these sources of information on intentionally shaping your personal reality discuss intent and results, we'll highlight some specific actions and options for you as you follow the personal road ahead in your adventure. We've already touched on the key spell you need to weave in thought energy, and the fact that you have a direction-finding system that will help you keep on course. Appreciation is the magical spell you need to cast. It's right to call it magical, because your appreciation of something that does not currently exist in the 3D material reality you're experiencing will make it materialize in time and space. You will be responsible for creating a physical something that was only an idea until you began focusing your attention on it. We need to warn you that you are creating this personal 3D material reality you are currently experiencing, whether it is what you want or not. No matter what you really want, you are going to get what you most consistently believe you are going to get. The only choice you have is what you decide to believe. It should be emphasized that there is no judgment of any of your actions on a cosmic level. This requires further discussion at a later time, but for now, just say you are only responsible for yourself. That said, your reality does have an impact on those around you. If you're a happy and optimistic person, it will be more likely people around you will feel happier and more optimistic when they are around you. This will be particularly true as you use your emotional energy to increase the power of the creative energy you're transmitting. How does this amplification work? Well, the more enthusiastic you feel and the more confidence you gain in intentionally manifesting your desires, the higher you will go on the emotional scale. When you really get the feeling of appreciation going and are enjoying the process of getting what you desire, regardless of appearances to the contrary, the energy required to fulfill your objectives will be at a very high level. When you can operate at a level of consistent positive expectancy, you will raise the level of everyone around you and speed up the fulfillment of your own desires. So here's the formula. Pay attention to how you feel. Also realize that everything is connected. Therefore, if you let someone who cuts you off in a parking lot get you all annoyed, know that that is going to decrease the speed with which you achieve your objectives. The same goes for when you take the time to appreciate when someone holds a door for you or gives you a friendly smile. Your appreciation of anything will help make everything go better for you. The corollary is, of course, also true. Your annoyance or anxiety about anything will have a negative effect on everything going on in your life, no matter how seemingly unrelated. So here is our experiment. Starting right now, and for at least the next 7 days, try and stay alert to how you feel. It will require paying attention because most of us operate on autopilot most of the time. What does that mean? It means we are going through the day just reacting to what comes into our awareness. We're not choosing what to focus our attention on. If somebody on cable news tells us we should be upset about one situation or another, it'll bother us. A quarrelsome family member, a coworker is being critical about us or simply unpleasant. That bothers us. An unwanted health condition that results in pain or discomfort is a flashing system warning light to chase away our good feelings. It's very easy to just accept these situations and say, that's life, nothing I can do about it. But there is. You always have a choice. The one thing you can always control, if you're determined, is what you think about. You might ask, is the solution to tell yourself not to think about what is bothering you? Well, that is the obvious solution. If you are telling yourself not to think about something, then you are actually just thinking about it even more intensely. You may be able to put a positive spin on it. That person is driving you crazy. There are things about them that you actually love and appreciate, so they're not so bad. If you can get those feelings to replace the pain in the ass feelings, it may work. However, best approach is to change the subject altogether. Tune out the unwanted situation and tune in to a feeling you get from something that is pleasing to you. The message here is that whatever energy frequency you are broadcasting, you are going to attract more of the same back to you. This is why it is so important to pay attention to how you feel, because that will tell you what you are broadcasting. The message here is that whatever energy frequency you are broadcasting, you are going to attract more of the same back to you. This is why it is so important to pay attention to how you feel, because that will tell you what you are broadcasting. Luckily, you are not usually going to be generating enough energy and enough intensity to attract immediate results. This is a very good thing, because if every time you fell into a bad mood, you had to worry about the world collapsing in on top of you, most people would not survive for long. Therefore, as we said, you need to pay attention and catch yourself anytime you're feeling sorry for yourself or fearful about any possible impending doom. For every prediction your biocomputer brain makes, there is the possibility of the opposite outcome. The real secret is choice is yours. So, back to our experiment, so that you can prove to yourself that this works. You can start with general life conditions, good days, bad days. All this may sound easy, it takes practice. Anytime you realize you are not feeling happy and enjoying the way things are going, we need you to stop and redirect your thoughts to things that you appreciate and make you feel good. You have lots of options depending on your circumstances. It can be as easy as taking a chill break or going for a walk. Maybe put on some music that you like to distract you. The key is to find a way to remove your attention from the problem. If you're unable to reframe it and uncover the positive opportunities that are also lurking there, ready to be claimed, you must change your story. Remember that regardless of appearances, every situation holds the opportunity for positive transformation. We will move on to making more specific things happen, but for this week, just start being aware of how you feel and try to make a course correction anytime you feel yourself on a less than happy path. Most important, don't let the desire to be happy all the time get you down. It is always a choice, but that does not mean convincing your logical ego self that is observing so many challenges and even seemingly overwhelming circumstances is going to be accepting of your new attitude. Remind yourself that that character you have created will play along for a while. Everything will begin working out better. We will suggest some more ideas to improve your skills as an intentional creator. One useful exercise would be to take some time to make an appreciation list. The more you can get your conscious mind to realize how much it has to appreciate, the easier it will be to keep thinking in that direction. Have fun with this. See how many things you can come up with to appreciate every day in the next 7 days. So thank you for listening, and hopefully you'll find an increasing number of happy, fun times in the days ahead. Thank you for listening to Reality Jab. There are more installments to help you harness the unlimited creative power you are capable of wielding. Most important, remember there is no one better or more deserving of a great adventure than you. We are all part of one whole and are always connected. The only difference is the degree to which we tap into the immense power that is always available to each of us. Many people do not realize that they are so much more than the character they've dreamed up to interact in the material world. None of us have any limits but those we impose on ourselves. So please make the most of this lifetime adventure.